This is the reading for June 3rd. Job chapter 4. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "If someone tried to speak with you, would you be upset? I cannot keep from speaking. Think about the many people you have taught and the weak hands you have made strong. Your words have comforted those who fell, and you have strengthened those who could not stand. But now trouble comes to you, and you are discouraged. Trouble hits you, and you are terrified. You should have confidence because you respect God. You should have hope because you are innocent. Remember that the innocent will not die. Honest people will never be destroyed. I have noticed that people who plow evil and plant trouble harvest it. God's breath destroys them, and a blast of his anger kills them. Lions may roar and growl, but when the teeth of a strong lion are broken, that lion dies of hunger. The cubs of the mother lion are scattered. A word was brought to me in secret, and my ears heard a whisper of it. It was during a nightmare when people are in deep sleep. I was trembling with fear, all my bones were shaking. A spirit glided past my face, and the hair on my body stood on end. The spirit stopped, but I could not see what it was. A shape stood before my eyes, and I heard a quiet voice. It said, 'Can a human be more right than God? Can a person be pure before his Maker? God does not trust his angels. He blames them for mistakes. So he puts even more blame on people who live in clay houses, whose foundations are made of dust, who can be crushed like a moth. Between dawn and sunset, many people are broken to pieces. Without being noticed, they die and are gone forever. The ropes of their tents are pulled up, and they die without wisdom.'" 1 Kings chapter 13. The Lord commanded a man of God from Judah to go to Bethel. When he arrived, Jeroboam was standing by the altar to offer a sacrifice. The Lord had commanded the man of God to speak against the altar. The man said, "Altar, altar, the Lord says to you, David's family will have a son named Josiah. The priests for the places of worship now make their sacrifices on you, but Josiah will sacrifice those priests on you. Human bones will be burned on you." That same day, the man of God gave proof that these things would happen. "This is the Lord's sign that this will happen," he said. "This altar will break apart, and the ashes on it will fall to the ground." When King Jeroboam heard what the man of God said about the altar in Bethel, the king raised his hand from the altar and pointed at the man. "Take him," he said. But when the king said this, his arm was paralyzed and he could not move it. The altar also broke into pieces and its ashes fell to the ground. This was the sign the Lord had told the man of God to give. Then the king said to the man of God, "Please pray to the Lord your God for me and ask him to heal my arm." So the man of God prayed to the Lord, and the king's arm was healed, becoming as it was before. Then the king said to the man of God, "Please come home and eat with me, and I will give you a gift." But the man of God answered the king, "Even if you gave me half of your kingdom, I would not go with you. I will not eat or drink anything in this place. The Lord commanded me not to eat or drink anything, nor to return on the same road by which I came." So he took a different road and did not return on the same road by which he had come to Bethel. Now an old prophet was living in Bethel. His sons came and told him what the man of God had done there that day. They also told their father what he had said to King Jeroboam. The father asked, "Which road did he use when he left?" So his son showed him the road the man of God from Judah had taken. Then the prophet told his sons to put a saddle on his donkey. So they saddled the donkey and he left. He went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak tree. The prophet asked, "Are you the man of God who came from Judah?" The man answered, "Yes, I am." The prophet said, "Please come home and eat with me." "I can't go home with you," the man of God answered. "I can't eat or drink with you in this place. The Lord said to me, 'Don't eat or drink anything there, or return on the same road by which you came.'" Then the old prophet said, "But I also am a prophet like you." Then he told a lie. He said, "An angel from the Lord came to me and told me to bring you to my home. He said you should eat and drink with me." So the man of God went to the old prophet's house, and he ate and drank with him there. While they were sitting at the table, the Lord spoke his word to the old prophet. The old prophet cried out to the man of God from Judah. "The Lord said you did not obey him. He said you did not do what the Lord your God commanded you. The Lord commanded you not to eat or drink anything in this place, but you came back and ate and drank. So your body will not be buried in your family grave." After the man of God finished eating and drinking, the prophet put a saddle on his donkey for him, and the man left. As he was traveling home, a lion attacked and killed him. His body lay on the road with the donkey and the lion standing nearby. Some men who were traveling on that road saw the body and the lion standing nearby. So they went to the city where the old prophet lived and told what they had seen. The old prophet who had brought back the man of God heard what had happened. "It is the man of God who did not obey the Lord's command," he said. So the Lord sent a lion to kill him, just as he said he would. Then the prophet said to his sons, "Put a saddle on my donkey," which they did. The old prophet went out and found the body lying on the road with the donkey and the lion still standing nearby. The lion had not eaten the body or hurt the donkey. The prophet put the body on his donkey and carried it back to the city to have a time of sadness for him and to bury him. The prophet buried the body in his own family grave, and they were sad for the man of God and said, "Oh, my brother." After the prophet buried the body, he said to his sons, "When I die, bury me in this same grave. Put my bones next to his." Through him, the Lord spoke against the altar at Bethel and against the places of worship in the towns of Samaria. What the Lord spoke through him will certainly come true. After this incident, King Jeroboam did not stop doing evil. He continued to choose priests for the places of worship from among all the people. Anyone who wanted to be a priest for the places of worship was allowed to be one. In this way, the family of Jeroboam sinned, and this sin caused its ruin and destruction from the earth. 1 Kings chapter 14. At that time, Jeroboam's son Abijah became very sick. So Jeroboam said to his wife, "Go to Shiloh to see the prophet Ahijah. He is the one who said, 'I would become king of Israel.' But dress yourself so people won't know you are my wife. Take the prophet 10 loaves of bread, some cakes, and a jar of honey. Then ask him what will happen to our son, and he will tell you." So the king's wife did as he said and went to Ahijah's home in Shiloh. Now Ahijah was very old and blind. The Lord said to him, "Jeroboam's son is sick, and Jeroboam's wife is coming to ask you about him. When she arrives, she will pretend to be someone else." Then the Lord told Ahijah what to say. When Ahijah heard her walking to the door, he said, "Come in, wife of Jeroboam. Why are you pretending to be someone else? I have bad news for you. Go back and tell Jeroboam that this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. 'Jeroboam, I chose you from among all the people and made you the leader of my people Israel. I tore the kingdom away from David's family and I gave it to you. But you are not like my servant David, who always obeyed my commands and followed me with all his heart. He did only what I said was right, but you have done more evil than anyone who ruled before you. You have quit following me and have made other gods and idols of metal. This has made me very angry, so I will soon bring disaster to your family. I will kill all the men in your family, both slaves and free men. I will destroy your family as completely as fire burns up manure. Anyone from your family who dies in the city will be eaten by dogs, and those who die in the fields will be eaten by the birds. The Lord has spoken." Then Ahijah said to Jeroboam's wife, "Go home now. As soon as you enter your city, your son will die, and all Israel will be sad for him and bury him. He is the only one of Jeroboam's family who will be buried, because he is the only one in the king's family who pleased the Lord, the God of Israel. The Lord will put a new king over Israel who will destroy Jeroboam's family, and this will happen soon. Then the Lord will punish Israel, which will be like grass moving in the water. The Lord will pull up Israel from this good land, the land he gave their ancestors. He will scatter Israel beyond the Euphrates River, because he is angry with the people. They made the Lord angry when they set up idols to worship Asherah. Jeroboam sinned, and then he made the people of Israel sin. So the Lord will let the people of Israel be defeated." Then Jeroboam's wife left and returned to Tirzah. As soon as she entered her home, the boy died. After they buried him, all Israel had a time of sadness for him, just as the Lord had said through his servant, the prophet Ahijah. Everything else Jeroboam did is written in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. He fought wars and continued to rule the people, serving as king for 22 years. Then he died, and his son Nadab became king in his place. Solomon's son Rehoboam was 41 years old when he became king of Judah. His mother was Naamah from Ammon. Rehoboam ruled in Jerusalem for 17 years. The Lord had chosen that city from all the land of Israel as the place where he would be worshipped. The people of Judah did what the Lord said was wrong. Their sins made the Lord very angry, even more angry than he had been at their ancestors. The people built stone pillars and places to worship gods and Asherah idols on every high hill and under every green tree. There were even male prostitutes in the land. They acted like the people who had lived in the land before the Israelites. They had done many evil things, and God had taken the land away from them. During the fifth year, Rehoboam was king. Shishak, king of Egypt, attacked Jerusalem. He took the treasures from the temple of the Lord and the king's palace. He took everything, even the gold shields Solomon had made. So King Rehoboam made bronze shields to put in their place and gave them to the commanders of the guards for the palace gates. Whenever the king went to the temple of the Lord, the guards carried the shields. Later, they would put them back in the guard room. Everything else King Rehoboam did is written in the book of the history of the kings of Judah. There was a war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam the whole time. Rehoboam, son of Naamah from Ammon, died and was buried with his ancestors in Jerusalem, and his son Abijah became king in his place.